Hey, 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 this is your neighborly friendly Frito Bandito, Dollars of Deuces, a production of Toilets of Titles, and today I got my man Joe Nose over here to my right. Nate's unable That's to, right. Wasn't able to work for us, come in and work with us tonight, had to get called out to work and everything, so just like always, Joe always steps up when we need him, man. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, same old, same old. Well, I guess I should say same old, same old. It's been the holiday week. The holidays were great. Christmas was awesome. Was hoping to relax this week. I usually take the week off from work, and what wasn't able to was just the workload. It's been too busy, so it's been busy. So doing well overall, man. Just feeling a little run down right now.
Gotcha. Well, we'll get through this. I know you did an episode before this of your show and everything, so we'll get through this, get through our picks and everything, and hey, we'll relax, man. How about that?
Don't get me wrong. I'm all pumped up for Toilets and Titles. It's my normal work job that's got me beaten down right now, but I'm all pumped up for Toilets and Titles. I'm ready to rock and roll, Rich.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, let's get into the formalities of everything. So just like always, man, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Facebook. Also on Facebook, we have Toilets and Titles, Facebook, and When a Family Breaks. Also listen to us on Spotify. And as always, hit the like and subscribe button. Throw us an Apple Podcast, iTunes reviews, and always give us a 5-star review. Also, we also have our new website, toiletstitles.com. Go on there to get all our links to our shows. We have articles, a lot of great content that we throw out from the group and everything. Got a great, good group of guys. As always, you could always see them on the bottom scrolling. Hey, go on there, follow us and stuff like that. We all provide a little bit of insight on different aspects of the game and everything. We all love football. We all love fantasy football. Hey, end of the season, fixing to jump into off season. So we got tons of content going right now, and we're going to have content going through the off season and everything. It's funny how the last 4 or 5 years, it seems like the off season is just so much more funner now than like 5, 6 years ago and everything. It just so much more happens year around.
I love the off season, especially when, you know, you're a fan of a team that stinks like me. Like I'm a Giants fan myself. Mm-hmm. Kind of, you know, after like October, all I have to look forward to is the off season, to be honest with you. So, but yeah, I love the off season. I love getting ready for the draft, all the head coaching and GM moves, and it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Also, man, jump on, follow us at patreon.com, hashtag Toilets of Titles. We got a group chat in there. Come join, support us. Tier 1, $3 per month. Tier 2, $5 per month. Tier 3, $10 per month. If you've been following us all season, you know the what each tier brings and stuff like that. Early access, waiver wire during the season. Access into Frankenstein Listener League. And I also want to throw in a plug for our playoffs that we're fixing to do. We're starting a little playoffs. We're going to be on MFL, Toilets of Titles 2021 Playoff League. If you're interested, $10 per team, one team max. Look, the way we're doing it is you get to pick one player throughout the playoffs, and that's you can only use them one time. At the end of this Super Bowl, whoever has the most points, we're going to pay out for first, second, and third. So if you're interested, come join. We're up to 38 contestants right now. Come compete against all of us. We got some great people that are coming in from other areas and stuff like that. So going to be great. So come by, join, hit us up on Twitter so we get you in a part of that playoff league. Joe, you excited about that?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Absolutely. And this one is also has, I think, a linebacker involved as well. So yes. You got to pick a linebacker. So it's going to be fun. And as Rich pointed out, it's only $10. Only $10. And we're trying to get up to at least 50 contestants, if not more. But we're trying to get – and I'm sure we'll get to 50 pretty easily.
Oh, I think we'll get there pretty easily and stuff like that. I mean, heck, we just opened up this league 2 days ago, and we're already up to 38. So we still got 2 weeks before we even get started. So, heck, we might even break 100 and everything. I'm calling it right now. We will break 100.
I wouldn't be surprised. That'll be a nice pool, $10 each.
Yes. So let's jump into this. So this week, player props. Interesting is – me and Nate earlier were discussing, they didn't have any of the player props up yet for any of the games. They had to pick, they had spreads, the over and unders and everything, but they didn't have any player props listed. So we aren't going to be listing any player props this week, but we are going to be going over our week 16 player props, and we'll just go ahead and jump in with mine. So, last week, Deebo Samuel, I took the over of 42.5 receiving yards as he hit, had a pretty decent game. What do you think?
He had a great game. And remember the whole beginning of the season, there was a whole debate amongst many people, especially here at 12 Titles, the Deebo Samuel versus Brandon Ayuk debate.
I have a backboard bet on that.
I assume you had Samuel, or did you have
Ayuk? Oh, yeah, I had Samuel.
Yeah, me too. And I like Ayuk's talent, don't get me wrong, but I'm a big Deebo Samuel guy, and I was really glad to see him have a big game. This guy, he's been a monster for the past few weeks for the 49ers.
Top five in receiving.
He's like, yeah, oh man, run as a running back too, and just like he's a huge part of the reason why the 49ers are in NFC playoff conversation right now. So hats off to Deebo.
Next hit was actually, I went 4-1 this week. So for the season, I'm 40-45, still under 500, but I'm working my way up there. So my other hit was Carson Wentz over 209.5 passing yards as he passed for 225 yards. Josh Allen, I took the over a 248.5 passing yards as he hit for 314 yards. My other hit was the Saints Dolphins under 39 points. As they, we did hit on that as they only scored 23 points. I knew it was going to be a low scoring game. Now, this was also before knowing that they were going to be COVID restricted with a lot of their players. Taysom Hill was out. I mean, a lot of players were out for this game.
Yep. COVID is rearing its head, man. I was going to say COVID is rearing its head. Having a huge impact.
I mean, I think the other day, 100 people came back off of COVID just from the past week and a half and everything. 100 people coming back, but it seems like we got more people going on. So
that's why in our Frankenstank League, I'm actually, I had the best record. I'm in the finals for Frankenstank is the league that we've created, Toilets and Titles, and we've created. It's actually, it's our second season where we created for you, the viewer, for it's a fantasy football league. And, you know, all of us here at Toilets and Titles are in it as well. It's a lot of fun. We're up to 3 divisions this year. And next year we plan on upping it to like 5 divisions probably. And I'm actually just beginner's luck as my first year in it. And actually wound up with the best record. And I did make it to the final round. So I'm playing against Graboid just by
this
a little
close,
bit. Rich,
this close, it would have been you and me. Rich, I lost. Rich. I lost by 0.06.
That's right. That's 0.06. And you know what? And I you know what? Oh, sorry for cursing, but. And you know what, Rich, too, and I never do this because I always, like, I'm superstitious myself, or as the great Eli Manning once said, I might not be superstitious, but I am a little stitious, and that it was a great fantasy for Frankenstein. It was great fantasy the previous week, like 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago, where it was the round before, and you were in a head-to-head match. Was it with Graboid, or was it with someone else?
The week before that, it was
Or was it JoJo?
With... No, I actually had to buy that first week, so...
Okay. Well, it was the one that you lost. It was last week, I guess, the previous weekend. And it was a really good game. And I think Rich's opponent had one player playing in the Monday night game. It was getting down to like 2 minutes left. And I sent out a group text saying, oh my God, this is really good, really good match. Rich and his opponent are going down like, you know, to the last second. And then, you know, 2 minutes go by, the game is over. And Rich's opponent wound up winning by like 0.08 points. And I was like, I felt like kind of like, oh man, I shouldn't have even said anything. And I felt like it's kind of like a jinx. Like I do get superstitious that way. I set my rosters and I don't even look at how my players are performing until after it's all done. So I do apologize if I was the cause of that.
So Joe, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but since you brought it up, I actually took the day off from watching football because I was actually in, I had 14 games, leagues going where I was in and stuff. And I was like, man, me and my family, we went up to the city and stuff and went shopping for houses because we're going to be moving this summer up to the city. So we just went looking at houses and everything. And I really tried to stay tuned away from the games. And I was doing so great until we were driving back home and I saw your comment come across and I was like, oh, do I have a chance? And as soon as I got on the login, as I'm going down the road, I see that I lost by 0.06 and I'm like,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Believe me. I'm like, and after I sent it, I'm like, I shouldn't have sent that. I shouldn't have, because I don't like when people do something like that too. And it's not like, I don't blame anyone. I'm always just like, oh, that's bad luck. Why'd you do that? But I was just excited. I'm like, wow, this game is really going down to like a nitty gritty. Like, this is really exciting, this matchup. And I know, I felt like a jerk afterwards, but
nah, it was great. Had a great season and everything. Congratulations to Graboids for making to the finals against you and everything. Now they always say, "Look, I know we're titles family and everything, but you always got to root for the person that kicked you out." So I got to go with Graboids this week, Joe.
It's all good. You know what? And that's the point I was getting to. Is like Graboid and I, he approached me, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." Well, he asked if we want to split the pot. You know, I said, you know what, I'll do it and normally I wouldn't, but I'm like, you know, even if I felt like I didn't have the better chance, and I feel like I do have the better team overall, even though he's actually been putting up a lot of points, more points than me over the past few weeks, I think normally I wouldn't do it, but I'm like, COVID is so ugly right now that I don't want, like, you know, Thursday morning to wake up and like three of my players have COVID. So I'm like, you know what, I'll take the deal. Let's do it.
But yeah, COVID's great been job really for bad, making man. It, Joe. You and Graboids. Congratulations to both of you guys. So,
yeah.
My one miss, let's just real quick, Colts Cardinals. I took the over of 49 and missed on that as they only scored 38. And like I said earlier, we're not doing any player props for week 17 due to the fact that they didn't have any out at the time before making this video. Might make a special episode before Sunday's game just to throw some player props out there and stuff. Might get with the team, see who wants to jump on and do that. So, Joe, why don't you jump into Nate's results?
Gotcha. So, Nate's Week 16 player prop results overall, he went 3-2 last week. Overall for the season, he's 34-46. This week, again, he had 3 hits, 2 misses. I'll do the hits first. Nate went with Deebo Samuel, 83.5 yards rushing and receiving yards. He took the over. 83.5 rushing and receiving yards combined. He hit as Deebo went for 191 total yards. That's 159 receiving, 32 rushing. Again, Deebo Samuel, 191 yards. I'll tell you, that over 83.5, I think that was easy peasy. Like, that's, I would have taken it in a heartbeat. Another hit, quick, Jonathan
before you
Taylor.
Before you jump into that. What is your thoughts on Trey Lance coming in and playing this week and how this translates for Deebo?
I'd be worried about it, you know. I'd be worried about it just because I think Trey Lance has got. I'm very high on him for the future, but obviously, you know, he was, you know, came into the league with really all not that much college experience, you know. So I don't think it's fair to expect too much from him, and obviously that can affect Deebo and the entire offense, the entire team. So I don't know, but I'll tell you. Recently, I was reading, I was coming across a lot of positive comments about how Trey Lance apparently is really kicking butt. In practice, and that just that, and it's, I just happened to come across these comments by accident. So, you know, we'll see, but like, you always have to temper your expectations with a young rookie quarterback and especially with limited college experience with him. So I'd be very wary about touching the 49ers, you know, this week. I'd be very, very wary. You know, it's the quarterback is obviously the most important position. So how about you yourself, Rich? What do you think?
Well, I agree with you and everything, but I do expect them to run the game more. You sit there and think about if you got
even
Trey
more.
Lance in the backfield, Deebo in the backfield, and Elijah Mitchell in the back. I mean, pick your poison and stuff like that. So I can see Deebo running, rushing yards going up, and maybe not so much the receiving yards. But I see them this being a very run heavy game this week.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, that's their bread and butter anyway, is the running game, 49ers. I love their offense. I love their offense. When it's clicking, when their players are healthy, I love their offense. It's so hard to defend against. And you're right. I think Deebo is probably going to have an uptick in rushing attempts. And, you know, so probably not as much receiving. But listen, with Trey Lance, you know, it's going to be, I don't know if it's his first game starting. He might have started one game early this season, if I recall correctly. But, you know, his ability to run, you know, could open things up too, you know, could spread the field. Open up opportunities. So it's going to be exciting to see. But I agree, you know, Deebo Samuel is such a weapon that, you know, you're right. He's probably still going to get his fair share of positive production, you know. So I agree with you. All right, so Jonathan Taylor, the next hit for Nate. Again, he was 3-2. Jonathan Taylor, Nate took the over for Jonathan Taylor, 106.5 rushing yards. And he hit, Taylor beat it by 1.5 yards. So by a hair, Jonathan Taylor put up 108 rushing yards, no touchdowns. And I was disappointed to see that because I've got him in my Frankenstein team. And I was like, don't get me wrong, 108 yards is great, but no touchdowns. I was like, ah, I was like, don't you dare do that in the final game to me, Jonathan Taylor. And then the last hit he had, he took DK Metcalf. So DK Metcalf,
No, that's
Cup.
a so he picked this is a weekly special that was on DraftKings. That's why I had that DK listed there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so Cup and JJ, that's Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Oh, so okay, I'm sorry. So on DraftKings, as Nate had taken Cup and Justin Jefferson for a combined 174.5 receiving yards. He hit as they did a combined 225 yards receiving. And actually, I've got both of those players on my Frankenstein team as well.
Yeah, your team stacked.
Yeah, I don't think they had touchdowns though as well. They put up yards, but not any touchdowns. All my touchdowns this past week came, I think, from my quarterbacks and I think Mixon
Yeah,
from the
Mixon had a
Bengals.
huge game.
Okay, so
He knocked me out of a
yeah,
few
he did.
leagues.
Yeah, Mixon had a great game. And so the two misses for Nate were Aaron Rodgers. He took the over on 255.5 passing yards. He missed as Aaron Rodgers went for 202 passing yards. And he also took Kyler Murray under 27 and a half rushing yards. He missed as Kyler Murray put up 74 rushing yards and he had a long of 57.
Nice, nice, nice. Let's go ahead and jump down to I'm gonna go over my parlay that I had last week. Nate didn't have one, but I didn't hit on my parlay as I did pick Titans plus three as that was a hit, Colts plus one over the Cardinals as that was a hit, but my two misses was the Packers minus 7.5 as the Browns closed it at that last minute of the game and stuff like that under that 7.5. And then I think what was it like two it was like a 2 point spread. I mean 2 point
It was. I think it was
Swing and
24-22.
everything.
22.
Yep. And then my last one was the Vikings 2.5 to the Rams as I missed on that one too. So obviously
Yeah.
didn't hit my parlay and everything. So survivor pool for me, I took the Packers over the Browns as that was a hit. And Nate, I'll just go over Nate's real quick on this one.
Yeah.
Nate, he picked the Bills, the Eagles over the Giants as that was a hit. Now, my pick this week, actually, we both made this pick. We're both going Bills over the Falcons as Bill can, the Bills should be easily handling the Falcons this week. Any thoughts on that
Yeah.
game?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I took the Bills. I took the Bills both ways, straight up and with the spread over the Falcons. And the Bills have done a listen, I think the Bills are definitely one of the top teams in the NFL this year, but they really made a killing this year, beating the crap out of crappy teams. And I shouldn't say that Falcons aren't a crappy team. The Falcons have actually had a respectable year. I think they're only like a game under 500. And there have been a lot of games this year where you think the Falcons aren't going to show up or that they're not going to be able to do anything. And they at least if they don't win, they make it competitive. They've gotten some surprise wins. So I gotta say I have taken well, I just did my picks like a half an hour ago. I took the Bills both ways straight up and with the points. Sunday morning, I might wind up revising that to the Falcons with the points. Because I think the spread
Ooh.
was what was like 14 and a half points.
Yeah, it's a big
I have
spread and
to
everything. So
yeah. I have to mull it over. As of right now, off the top of my head, again, I did take the Bills both ways, but it is a big spread, and the Falcons have had a respectable season, so we'll see.
yeah,
We'll see.
I would agree with you on that. Initially when I saw that when I was going picking my spreads and everything, I was looking at that game, but it was such a big spread. Falcons could
Yeah.
easily have a game where they keep it real close. And for some reason, it seems like the Bills always tend to play down to the caliber of their team. So this could be a closer game than what we're expecting.
Yeah, I think the game is in Buffalo though,
It
and
is.
Atlanta's got to play in Buffalo. Atlanta's from the South or a dome team as well, playing in Buffalo
True, true.
in end of December or actually early January. I don't know. I'll think about that one, but that's another big factor.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into our week 16 pick'ems. I'll go over my results and then we'll jump into Nate's. And then if you want to, as soon as after that, you'll just jump into Nate's picks this week and then I'll finish off the picks with mine. So my results, I didn't have a good week after having 2 good weeks before picking five every week, at least right. This week I went 2-3 and everything. Now, I will say this, and look, I know this goes for everybody, but me and Nate, we make our picks on 16 on Wednesdays and everything. So we don't go back and change anything after we hear our news and everything. and everything. So we go with what is at the time and everything. And if I would have known about what was going on with the Saints before I made this pick, I probably would have, this would have been a more different result of what I went with and everything. So
yeah.
Packers 7.5 to the Browns, missed on that. Like I said, as we were talking earlier, as the Packers, they did win, but they only won by 2. Colts +1 to the Cardinals. I hit on that as the Colts won by 6. They've been on fire and everything. Now, even with them being on fire, yeah, they are taking a hit this week with Wentz not might not be able to play and everything. So we'll see how that game. They are going to play my team, the Raiders, this week. So we'll see how that goes. My other miss, and I was watching your show earlier, and yes, I just want to take this team off the screen. We shouldn't even be talking about them, but the Chargers losing to the Texans, blowout. I mean, they crushed them. I don't know what happened. What happened, Joe?
You know what? Maybe it's still like a hangover from that loss to the Chiefs. That's what I'm just, I mean, I don't know. There's no reason for it. And that's any Texans fans who are watching, not knocking the Texans, exactly. But we all know that, you know, they're not, it's like the Giants, like it's not a good team, you know, or the Jets or, you know, any other bad team out there. Like there's no reason for that to happen. And especially you're going to lose a game, like maybe lose it by a point, but losing by like 11 points or whatever the final result was, that was disgusting. That was really disappointing. So
yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't watch it.
Oh, I think everyone missed on that one, man. Everyone missed on that. So it was that was just really, I'm really disappointed in the Chargers for that. And I think their playoff run, I'm assuming it's over, even though there's 2 games left and mathematically they're still in it. But that you can't have a loss like that, especially at this time of the year. You can't do it. Disappointing, you know, the Chargers.
I am going to make a correction. I know I said that I went 2-3 this week, but actually, after looking at the results, I went 1-4. So my other miss was Ravens +2.5 to the Bengals, as Bengals came in and dominated the Ravens and stuff. And, you know, Jabet Jackson was out again. Huntley was out too. They went with, I think it was Josh Johnson. Reed. There you go. Johnson.
Josh Johnson. Who really didn't do bad. I mean,
no, didn't.
Yeah, you know, I got that game wrong too. I had taken the Ravens as well. And I thought this was going to be like a revenge game, and it's December playoff run. The Ravens are used to this. And I got it wrong. You can't just put it on Johnson. I mean, the Bengals put up 40 points. They put up points for the second game this year, you know, against the Ravens. So
yeah, freaking Mixon, Higgins, freaking Burrow. They just had a freaking heyday with that team, man.
What a good young offensive team that is, man, for Cincinnati.
Scary team, man. They should be good for the next 4 or 5 years or so.
Yeah.
Other miss, like I said, future. Saints -3 to the Dolphins. As like I said, Ian Book came in with Taysom Hill out and just didn't show any life to that offense and everything, as Dolphins end up winning by 17.
Okay. And so I'll do Nate's week 16 pickems. Mm-hmm. All right. So he had taken, one, two, three. Nate won 3. Yeah, he went 3-4 on his pickems. So Nate had taken San Francisco. I'll do the misses first. He took San Francisco, giving 3 points at Tennessee. That was a loss, as Tennessee won 20-17. I'd taken Tennessee in that game. I don't remember myself. But anyway, moving on. He took the Chargers. Everyone got killed on this. Chargers killing everyone. The Chargers giving 10 at Houston. The final score was actually Texans won 41-29. It was the Davis Mills story over there. He's having a good season for a quarterback that people weren't expecting much from, and from a team that no one was expecting anything from. So, you know, I don't know what the future holds for Davis Mills, but my hat off to him for having a very respectable rookie season in a tough situation, you know, the tough situation that the Texans were in. Patriots, another miss. Patriots, that was -2 versus the Bills. That was a miss, as the Bills won 33-21. I actually picked the Bills in this game myself. And he missed on the Broncos. The Broncos were giving a point at the Raiders, and the Raiders won 17-13. Why was the spread? Why were the Broncos getting a point? Yep, Rich, our in-house Raiders fan. Why were the Broncos giving a point to the Raiders in L.A.? Any idea?
Just, you know how it always is, man. Everybody's always against my Raiders, man.
And that's a great matchup, and that's always, like, I was saying on my program, like, Broncos Raiders is one of the best divisional matchups and rivalries in football, and that's really that's a great rivalry. And I remember seeing that, like, my eyes popped. I'm like, why are the Raiders getting? I took the Raiders getting the point in L.A. I'm like, I'm all over that, man, all over that. The hits, Nate's hits. He had three hits. Nate, it was Colts got a point and a half against the Cardinals. They beat Cardinals 22-16. I had also taken that game as well myself. Tampa was giving 10 points to Carolina. That was a hit as they beat Carolina 32-16. I also taken Tampa as well. And then Nate also hit on the Bengals, who were giving three to the Ravens. And so he won on that game as the Bengals beat the Ravens 41-21. I flopped on that game. I had taken the Ravens myself. Disappointed in myself.
Yep. So why don't you go ahead and jump into his week 17 picks?
Okay, the week 17 pick'ems for Nate. He's taken Tampa Bay laying 13 at the Jets. He's taken the Bills laying 14 and a half. That is a big spread versus the Falcons. As of right now, as I said before, me myself, I am taking the Bills, giving the 14 and a half points versus the Falcons. But I may revise that on Sunday morning on my Sunday morning program. Eagles are giving 3.5 points at Washington. I'm sorry, Nate's taking the Eagles, who are giving 3.5 at Washington. Nate's taking the Cowboys, who are giving 5.5 versus the Cardinals. And like Rich pointed out earlier, the Cowboys walloped the Cardinals last year big time. So he's taking the Cowboys laying 5.5 versus the Cardinals. And last but not least, Nate is taking the Browns laying 3 points at Pittsburgh. That's gonna be another good divisional game.
It is. That's the Monday night game.
Yep.
And as for me, I am taking the Tampa Bay. Now, as I'm going to state real quick, when we pick our games, Nate goes with FanDuel, I go with DraftKings. So there's always a little discrepancy in between our picks and everything, as I am picking Tampa Bay minus 12 and a half to the Jets, where with Nate, it was through FanDuel 13. But just to throw the little discrepancy out there, I like to have that 12 and a half better than the 13. Pats minus 15 to the Jags. I am taking that as I think Pats got embarrassed last week. They're going to come in and really lay a whooping down on the Jags and everything. So.
And Belichick always has something cooked up special for rookie quarterbacks. So that could be ugly real fast
Not to mention
going against
James
Trevor Lawrence.
Robinson is out for the season after tearing his Achilles, right?
James Robinson's done for the year.
And
And I
then
guess
I
probably done for
am.
next year too.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for him with the injury happening this late in the season. I man, yeah, I just don't see him being there next year and everything. So I also am taking Texans plus 12 to the 49ers. I think with Garoppolo out, Lance back there, I think this is going to be a closer game than what people are expecting. So when I saw that spread on the plus 12 for the Texans, especially after the game they had last week, I like this very much.
I hear you. I think I took the 49ers. I believe I took the 49ers both ways, but I was hesitant. I might be revising that Sunday morning as well, but I think I took the 49ers both ways. But it's a big spread, and the Texans have been playing okay. And like you said, Trey Lance is playing that Garoppolo. A big question mark there.
I also am taking the Cowboys minus 5.5 to the Cards, and then I am taking the Rams minus 3.5 to the Ravens. Those are my picks for the week, and we are going to close this out by going over some college bowl picks. First, we will go over our results from this past week, and then we'll jump into the bowl games that we're going to be projecting for this upcoming week. And what I'll go ahead and do on this is I'll go ahead. I'm not going to brag. I went 4-0 last week on my college bowl picks. So I,
The
woo-hoo.
opposite of Nate.
Yeah, and as Nate went 1-3. So what I'll do is I'll just go down the list. I'll show my result of that game, and I want you to go ahead and do Nate's at the same time. We'll just go down the list that way.
Okay, gotcha. So we're doing the results. Okay.
Yep. So results for last week in the Gasparilla Bowl. UCF plus 6.5 to the Florida Gators as I hit as 29-17. UCF just crushing the Gators.
Yep, Nate as well. Nate, on the Gasparilla Bowl, Nate also took UCF with the, giving 6.5 points. I'm sorry, getting 6.5 points. And they won outright anyway, 29-17. So Nate also hit on UCF.
My other hit was the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Minnesota minus 6.5 to West Virginia as Minnesota won by 118-6.
Yeah, and Nate missed on that. It was West Virginia getting 5 points. That was a miss as Minnesota, like you said, Minnesota won 18-6. That was a miss.
The one game that didn't get played was the Hawaii Bowl last night. Memphis was favored minus 4.5 to Hawaii. That game got canceled. Don't know reasoning of the cancellation. Do you know anything about that, Joe?
No, I don't. I haven't had a chance to really like follow up on details at all like that.
Okay, no worries. The other result from last week was the Camellia Bowl, Georgia State minus 3.5 to Ball State. As I hit on that one, I don't have the results of that one for some reason.
51-20.
There you go. And I think
so. Ball State, that was a miss for Nate.
Okay.
It was Ball State getting 3.5 points, but they wound up losing to Georgia State 51-20.
And then the last one that we did pick last week, last one that we did pick was the First Responder Bowl, Air Force plus 1.5 to Louisville as I hit on that. Like mm-hmm. I said, went 4-0. So woo woo over here. And what did they win
for
by?
Nate, for that was 31-28. That was actually a miss for Nate. I would have went with Louisville as well. Nate took Louisville giving 1.5. And I never would have thought they'd lose to Air Force, but they did 31-28. You know, hats off to our military branches. Air Force just beat Louisville 31-20. And I believe Army, I forgot who they beat. Army won the bowl that they were in as well, last week. I forgot who their opponent was, but they won as well.
Well, see, the interesting thing about that was obviously Air Force played Army a couple weeks back, and that was one of our college pick-ems that me and Nathan did. I went with Army in that game, and Nate went with Air Force, as Air Force did win that game. So when this game came up, I was like, you know what? Nate went with Air Force last time. I'm going to go with Air Force this time, thinking he was going to do the same thing. And he went the other way around. And luckily for me, the Air Force just came out and had a good game. So
you can't fight air power. They have superior air power. You can't fight them. But I'll tell you, actually, the military teams, Army and I don't know about Air Force, but I know Army, Navy, and I think especially Army, they put up a lot of good fights this year against real NCAA opponents. I think Army actually may have been 9-5, but they actually put up some good fights against good opponents. I was shocked, I was really shocked. But again, hats off to Air Force and Army.
So let's go ahead and jump into this week's pick-ems. Obviously, we ain't picking any of the games that are playing tonight. And if you don't know, a game that's being played tonight is Oklahoma against Oregon. And I think the last time I checked, Oklahoma was winning that game. They were up by like 12 points the last time I checked. I don't know where we're at right now, but I did pick Oklahoma earlier against a friend of mine for them beating Oregon and everything. So
yeah, I'd taken Oklahoma as well.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump in. So our first game that we're going to be going over is the Duke Mayo Bowl, North Carolina Tar Heels minus 9.5 to the South Carolina. I am taking North Carolina, Joe. What is Nate taking?
You know what? I don't see Nate's.
Scroll down.
I see the schedule, but I don't.
That's what he's picking.
Okay, it's North Carolina 9.5 versus South. North Carolina giving 9.5 versus South Carolina. So okay, he's taking North Carolina giving 9.5. Versus South Carolina. I got you. Okay.
Now, next one is the Peach Bowl, Pittsburgh plus 2.5 to Michigan State. I am taking Michigan State minus 2.5.
Looks like he's taking Pittsburgh given 2.5.
Correct. Next game is the Fiesta Bowl, Oklahoma State, Go Pokes. That's where my daughter goes to college. They are plus 2.5 to Notre Dame, but I am sorry, folks. I got to go Notre Dame on this, minus 2.5.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Nate, it looks like Nate agrees with you. He's taken all, actually, no, I'm sorry. He's taken Oklahoma State giving 2.5 points. Me, myself, I agree with Nate. I'm going with Oklahoma giving the 2.5 points.
Nice.
I think
nice,
Oklahoma
nice.
State's going to win this game.
Hey, I hope they do. I just have this feeling and stuff like that. Notre Dame's had a great season.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
Notre
State.
Dame is my team. Notre Dame is the team that I root for above all. But I think Oklahoma State's better than they are. I'm taking Oklahoma State.
Fair, very fair. My daughter's probably going to kick my butt after this episode.
So, traitor.
Next game, the Outback Bowl. Penn State versus Arkansas minus one. Arkansas is favored minus one. I'm going to go with that, taking Arkansas minus one over Penn State.
So is Nate. Nate is taking Arkansas minus one as well. I'm going to – damn, that's a good game. That's a good matchup.
What are you taking on that one?
You know, I'll take Penn State.
All right. Hey, so while we're going through this, so your thoughts on what you're picking, man?
Yeah, I'll go with Penn State on that.
All right. Next game, Citrus Bowl. Iowa is plus 3.5 versus Kentucky. I am going to take Iowa with that plus three.
Okay. Yeah, Nate's also taking Iowa plus three versus Kentucky. And you know what? I'll take Kentucky myself. Iowa's just been, man, up and down this whole season. Like, games you expect them to win, they lose. Games you expect them to lose, they've won. It's just, I'm going to go with Kentucky on that.
Nice, nice. Next bowl game we got is the Sugar Bowl. Baylor versus Ole Miss. Ole Miss is favored minus one. I'm going to take Ole Miss over Baylor.
Yep, it looks like Nate and I are in agreement with you, Rich.
Nice, nice, nice.
And people want to keep an eye out for an Ole Miss. They want to keep an eye out for the young quarterback that they have is probably coming into the draft, Matt Corral. So yep. He's probably going to be possibly the best quarterback prospect coming into this draft, maybe along with Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh. We'll see. As we get closer to the draft, things could change a lot, you know. So I remember last year people were talking about Sam Howell out of North Carolina, not hearing too much about Sam Howell anymore, but you know, remember the names Matt Corral and Kenny Pickett, and Matt Corral is Ole Miss's quarterback, so you might want to pay attention to that name.
Next game, Rose Bowl, Utah versus Ohio State. Ohio State is favored minus 4.5. I'm going with Ohio State.
Yep, Nate's taking Ohio State as well, and so am I.
Next game is the CF. Oh, here's our college, our playoff games, man.
Yeah.
So let's get into this. Semifinals, Georgia versus Michigan. Michigan is plus 7.5. Georgia's favored minus 7.5. I am taking Michigan's plus 7.5.
You know what? Nate's taking Michigan 7.5, and so am I. I think there's a really a better than equal shot that Georgia wins this game, but that spread 7.5, I don't know about that. I'm surprised by that spread. Going to take Michigan getting 7.5 points.
I am too. I was kind of, when I saw that and everything, and I think Alabama kind of showed Michigan how to play against them.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm liking the plus 7.5. It's going to be a closer game.
Right.
Like you said, I can see Georgia winning, but it's going to be, it could come down to a field goal in this game.
Yeah. I mean, and here's something else too, is that for me, myself, when I think about these college games at this point of the season, you know, playoffs, like there's such a difference in as good as a team like Michigan can look or Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ohio State usually competes well against the SEC, but a lot of teams from, you know, outside of the SEC, when they go up against SEC teams, a lot of times they're not close, whether it's Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, or LSU when those teams were really good. It's not even really close. I do think this is going to be a good game. I think this game's an exception, and I think Michigan is really, really good matchup. I'm so looking forward to this game. I'm so looking forward to the Michigan-Georgia game. And, man, yeah, I'm definitely taking Michigan, getting 7.5 points.
And the big one of the semifinals is Cincinnati versus Alabama. Alabama is,
you know,
favored.
Who they took.
Huh? Yeah.
You know,
Alabama is minus 13.5. Look, I know Nate loves Cincinnati Bearcats. I know Bearcats has been part of our theme every time we have you on and everything and stuff. So
the fictional creature.
But yeah, fictional creature. I sent you the pictures. It's like Bigfoot. Exactly. I'm taking Alabama. Minus 13.5. I think they're going to roll Cincinnati.
I'm with you. Nate's taking Cincinnati. Nate is a huge Cincinnati Bearcats fan, and Cincinnati's had a great season. Hats off to them. And but I got to go with Alabama as well. And it's 13.5 points. It's a lot of points, but you know, I haven't seen enough from Cincinnati. They haven't played enough ranked teams this season for me to really get like get a good feel for them. I just badly want to see a good game. I so badly want to see a good game between Cincinnati and Alabama. And I really don't. I guess I'd be rooting for Cincinnati because they're the underdog. I really have no dog in this fight. I really don't care. Mm-hmm. I just want to see a good game. But I'd have to. I'm with you, Rich. I have to go with Alabama, giving 13.5 points because it's Alabama. It's Alabama. And I really don't know what to expect from Cincinnati.
So with that being said, those are our College Bowl picks. And tune in next week so you can see me go 13-0 with my 4-0 and me being 9-0 this week. I'm going 13-0. You guys watch it. Come back next week and check this this part of the scene out and everything as we go over the results next week, Joe.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. Always looking forward to it.
So once again, guys, hey, Joe, man, appreciate you jumping on. My man, Nate, got called in to work and everything. Nate, another episode for you between me and Joe. Joe knows, man. Love having him on.
Joe knows, baby. Hey, thanks for having me on. I love doing the show with you guys.
And that will be a great night. Let's all get some rest. I know it was a busy week, Christmas, family and everything. Hey, football season still ain't over, man. And join in on our Toilets and Titles playoff. Shoot us a message underneath. You see all the guys scrolling on the bottom. Hit Coach up. Yeah. Hit Justin up. Hey, get in this. Compete with us. Let's just make this a good one and everything. So, everybody have a great night. Joe, appreciate you one more time, man.
Thanks a lot, man.